inside the box, one on one with the keeper. He shoots, he scores!
Now this one's edged and gone. Haggett gets his man.
And it's goal for Lizzie Yarnold. It's gold for Kent. It's gold for Great Britain.
Thank you. Good evening. Mo Farah has won on his return to competition following doping allegations against his coach, Alberto Salazar. Double Olympic champion claimed victory in the men's 5,000 metres of the Lausanne Diamond League this evening. Two Brits have booked their place in the second round of the US Open today, and in 30 minutes, Andy Murray will begin his quest to make it three. We're well into day two at Flushing Meadows, where we can go live and join Russell Fuller.
To motor racing now, driving at speeds in excess of 200 miles an hour, wheel to wheel, with 30 other cars just inches from concrete walls. It takes a brave man to compete in the American IndyCar Series. It takes a braver man to walk away.
Our reporter Ben Croucher has been at the racecourse all morning. Ben, the doors have opened for the last time. The atmosphere I can sense already.
The punters are already flocking in their droves. It's the swan song, temporarily at least, for Folkestone Racecourse, and the fans are really coming here in their numbers. The ones that I've spoken to this morning, there's a mix of disappointment and almost inevitability. They've kind of seen this coming for a while now, but they want to make sure that they go out on a high. Welcome along to Saturday Sport, the first one of 2013, and we are going to start it in style.
Lizzie Yarnold goes for gold for Great Britain. This is where history begins, pushing herself up, one of the strongest starters in the sport.
And Taylor drives this one, beautiful shot down the ground, beats the dive of Krishnamurthy. That'll go racing away down towards the boundary beneath us.
Tickled away off the legs, timed majestically from James Middlebrook.
Davies into bowl now, right arm over the wicket. And that's ugly, but that's a look. Boy, is that effective. Catch it in the crowd. The picnic table's getting peppered once more.
Front short delivery this time, and yes, a brilliant catch. What a take that was by Lydia Greenway. We hear marked her as one of the best fielders in this England team, and indeed international cricket, and she's shown her merit there.
It was a textbook delivery from Charlie Schreck. It was full, it was swinging, it made Wakeley play. Just nibbled away, took the outside edge. A comfortable catch from Geraint Jones.
Well, it's been an impeccable morning for Kent, Jamie. It started with Rob Key calling the toss right, and it's finished with Kent 117 without loss. Key looked back to his brutish best, dogged in defence, elegant in attack.
Quicker delivery this time, but Stevens has hit this even further. Consecutive sixes for Darren Stevens, and that brings up a magnificent 50. Swindon Town versus Gillingham. Ask any fan which game they most want to win all season, and this would probably top their list. Arch rivals from the late 70s, now the modern rivalry is renewed. Thompson breaking forward, Thompson across the face of goal, Bird scores! Swindon Town take the lead. Ryan Hayes coming forward, 25 yards from goal, turns it in towards the far post and into the back of the net. It's two inside a minute at Prince's Park.
Lovely ball from Daphne Corbosh. Tony Duggan in for Manchester City. She shoots. She scores.
Lovely counter-attack from Manchester City. The jig of delight from Tony Duggan.
Swings it in right-footed over the top of the wall and into the back of the net.
It's four. It's four, John Wallace.
Catching circle, but it's Jones. Jabber strikes. A beautiful goal.
Headed away by Thompson. Got it! No way! Matt Gordon with a hat-trick, with a half-volley. Dartford 4, Hyde 3.
Morton will strike it, it takes a deflection, it's in. It's a captain's goal from Steph Horton to give Manchester City the lead, and just look how much it means.
Trying to break in behind the back line, it's fallen to McDonald. McDonald! Swindon 2, Gillingham 2, who else but Cody McDonald? 5 minutes to find a winner.
There's a squirrel on the pitch as well. There is genuinely a squirrel on the pitch, perched on the edge of Dartford's penalty area.
Oh, wow.
The poor thing, but then the referee stopped playing for it as well.
23 men on the pitch at the moment.
The poor little thing must be scared out of his brains. He's run off into the corner flag now. Squirrel stop play at Kingstonian.